Hello, welcome again. Daily Inspiration Morning. It's Brother Jeff. We're looking at the model prayer the Lord Jesus gave us. We want to pray rightly. We want to say rightly. And we want to do rightly. We'll read the Lord's Prayer, and then we'll take up where we left off at the end of verse 10. Here in Matthew chapter 6, we have the model prayer the Lord Jesus told us how to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. We'll go back to verse 10. Thy kingdom come. We want God's kingdom. We want His ways, not earth's ways. Thy will be done in earth. What is the will of God to be done in earth? We could really stay here a long time. And the other question I'd like to ask is the will of God always accomplished in earth? Does God's will always happen? Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. I don't believe, I may be wrong, I'm open for correction, but I don't think God's will is always done. Now, some people would say whatever happens has happened and it's God's will. In other words, whatever will be, will be. But I don't think that's right. That would be what some would title as fatalism or fatalistic. Just saying, well, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. We can't change a thing. We can't do anything. So we're just little helpless people, and God doesn't move toward us, and there's really prayer doesn't really help, and it doesn't matter what we do, so, oh well, whatever will be, but I don't think that's correct. I think that's terrible. I think that's a horrible thought. He told us to pray that His will would be done in earth, because there's an enemy to God's will being done. Satan has loosed all of his vicious power. Satan is brewing a stew of great proportion to deceive men against going God's way. God said to pray that His will would be done. It is God's will, the scripture says, that God is not willing that any perish, but that all come to repentance. In other words, it's God's will that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. But you know what? Jesus said, few there be that'll even find it. It's serious that men are going to hell. God's will is not being done. There's not enough preachers. There's not enough obedient subjects to God's kingdom. So therefore, the will of God is not being done in earth. Jesus went about healing sick people and delivering demoniacs. And there's many people in mental institutions that Jesus could cast the devils out of them or heal them of their mental illness, whichever it may be. And many of the mental illnesses are demonic. In the Bible, there was a man that was deaf, and Jesus called it a deaf, dumb spirit. There was another man that had epilepsy, and Jesus called it a demon. So God's will to heal and set people free is not being done. God's will for a righteous, holy congregation of believers to be in every community is not done. God wants His kingdom in every nation of the world preached, and to have a church in every nation of the world, in every village of the world. But you know what? It's not being done. Muslims are taking over. Mormons and Jehovah's Witnesses are knocking on the doors. God's will is not being done. Cults are flourishing. The true church of Jesus Christ is not flourishing as rapid as it should be. So no, God's will is not being done completely on the earth. So he said to pray that God would send preachers. Pray that people would obey God. Pray that people would walk in his ways. You see, it contrasts with as it is in heaven. See, heaven, the will of God is always done in heaven. The will of God is always done in heaven because heaven has no sin. Heaven has no mistakes. Heaven has no accidents and problems. Heaven has no attacks of the enemy. Heaven is perfect. So God is saying, let's pray, church. Pray that my will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. Verse 11 goes to our needs now. Give us this day our daily bread. The kingdom coming and the will of God being done on earth, that's for God's glory. That's for the honor of the King. The next one goes with your needs. Give us this day our daily bread. Oh, I don't think we understand how people all around the world live and how Christians in the past have lived. They didn't have pantries. They didn't have root cellars, and they didn't have freezers full of food. Daily bread. Oh, if we would know what some people go through, that they get up in the morning and they pray, God, will we have food today? Thank you, Lord. Can you give us some food today? And they hope that somehow God will give them work or they'll find something to eat. This is real with billions of people in the world. Oh, my friends. We don't understand what it means to lack and to need. Amen. And then he goes on to say, forgive us our debts. Oh, what a privilege 1 John 1:9 has. If we confess our faults and our sins there, if we confess our sins, he says, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God can forgive you of your sins. None other but God can forgive sins. As we forgive our debtors and all you've been sinned against, oh, may you set men free. May you write in sand the things men do to you so that when it rains, it's all forgotten. May you not hold things over people's head. Deliver that person today by forgiving them. Set them free. Forgive those that have sinned against you. We'll stop there and we'll continue tomorrow with verse 13 about temptation. God bless you. Let's love the King and let's be part of his kingdom. Let's pray. Dear Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, that you would help your people to be true kingdom Christians and that we would learn to pray the right way. In Jesus' name, amen. 099 will access our voicemail if you have any messages for anyone or questions or requests. God bless you.